Did OB have a setback?
We decided to leave him in for treatment on Thursday.
How much did he do the previous day? Was he able to do a lot, or is it just...
He was limited. He did more than he was previous weeks, but he was limited.
The way you're receiving corps now, could Shepard play more outside?
He could play outside, depending on which personnel group is on the field. We're confident in all those guys, whether they play inside or outside.
What do you think is the challenge of the defense? Quarterback like Wilson, is throwing the run, and he's also their second leading rusher.
Yeah, I think when you look at Russell, he's he's very capable in the pocket, first of all. He has good instincts on where to go with the ball, trusts his read. He's been in the same system his whole career. Has good rhythm in his body, good timing, good accuracy to make all the throws. Where he's deadly is when he can create at the back end of the pocket. He's good at the top of the drop, where he can set it, reverse out, and come out on top of the ends on either side, or step up and come out. And the last thing you want to do is give him a vertical lane where he can step up and run through the defense. So he's very dangerous when he can create. He can make all the throws on the move. And he can do it both sides, left and right.
What do you attribute the success in the run game the last 3 games?
I think we've played physical. I think we've had more attempts at the plate, been able to rush the ball into the fourth quarter, and that's helped.
How much has Orleans earned more opportunities based on what he's done the past couple of weeks and maybe the duration?
Yeah, he's run the ball well when he's had his opportunities. He's done so really since he's been here. He's a physical back. He's a big back. He has good instincts on where to go. He can read the hats up front and tie it into the scheme. He's done a nice job.
But has he earned more playing time by doing it? Is that a fair assumption?
He got 21 carries last week. That's a healthy dose.
How much of an impact has Luger made in the last 3 games?
He's playing physical. The thing we like about DJ is he gives you everything he has. He's a physical player. He's tough. Has great enthusiasm for the game. And glad we have him.
How do you think that?
Not getting him in there sooner?
I think we brought him along. It's just the right pace.
How do you think that energy sort of helps? He's obviously
emotional
guy.
Anytime you have big guys with enthusiasm and a passion to play the game and to be physical and come off the ball and run the ball, it helps.
Is there anything that you think Brett has given you guys in the run game? Because you got him a lot of sort of coincide with you.
Yeah, I think, obviously Brett prepares very well. He's a smart player. He's cerebral, studies the game. He's physical, plays with good pad level, and he has some thickness to him and finishes.
How have these last 2 weeks been for you? Have you been able to put more time into spending with the defense or special teams, if at all, or the way you sort of able to divvy up your time?
Last week was pretty busy, like most are. This week I've been making my way around the building like I always have. I still try to spend some time with the quarterbacks when they have their individual meetings, especially post-practice. I feel that's important to be in there so there's no filter. But I make my way around the building.
Would you say it's more or less maybe that you've had the opportunity, though, to spend on defense, let's say, or special teams? I know you're usually more involved, I assume, on the offense.
Everyone gets a piece of me. I think a lot of times you trust your gut when you're calling plays. A lot of the preparation situationally is done in advance. So you look at the game through a different lens when you're not calling it. I think you always have to think ahead, whether you're calling the game or you're in my position to manage the game. But I think your personality can come out a little bit more and you can move around a little bit more. Instead of playing the play caller and the game manager ahead of the game. I think there are advantages and disadvantages to it. But I can interact with the players probably a lot more this way in all three phases.
How about the operation with Mike and Yorks on the headset? Because there's not enough time for you to say, oh, I don't like that play, right? I mean, you have to just go with what he's...
Yeah, I mean, I can veto anything that's called, but you have to trust the man that you empower to call the game. You have to empower him to call the game and let him set it up.
How much would you say you interacted with him and sort of suggested things in between series this past game?
How much?
Yeah. Was it often? Yeah. Did you very rarely, or?
You know, I'm always listening. I always want to hear the other coaches and their input. You always want to go back and make sure you know where the breakdown was or why you were successful in certain things. But you just want to keep the lines of communication open. Just be a part of the conversation in all three phases.
I know you'll say, you know, 1 of 16, but is this game more important to build off last week, get to the bye with 2 wins, when you're going to come out and have maybe a little bit of a stretch?
We prepared well Wednesday. We had a good practice Thursday. We have to have a tremendous day today mentally and take care of ourselves physically and have a good speed day tomorrow. We need to take it one day at a time.
Anything you even do differently pre-bye, like the week before the bye that you maybe don't do other weeks? You alter the schedule at all?
Well, I mean, we just came off of a night game on a pseudo West Coast trip for us, so it was important for us to make sure the players had their rest at the beginning of the week so they could get fresh, so we could have good quality practices on the field and play well on Sunday. So we'll take care of our bodies when it comes time for that, but you know, we had a good week of preparation so far, and we need to continue.